with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Happy New Year from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love to help people with their landscapes, with their gardening questions, and you can do that right now. We are going to have a great show today. If you missed our New Year's Eve special, we want to just encourage you to go to iHeartRadio app. And you can find the Happy New Year show, and you can click on it and listen to it, Lizzie.
Yes, you can.
And so I want to wish you, Lizzie, and Brooke a Happy New Year. We have Brooke with us today.
Yes.
And so just we're just passing on the family legacy.
Yeah, so well, it's so funny because she grew up in radio. So, yeah, so she got full experience of being around the behind the scenes and, you know, when she was little, hanging out in the studio when she was little. But, yeah, so.
That's wonderful to have her here. And so we have a lot of great information for you today and a fun show. You're not going to want to miss our guest today. We're very excited. We have the popular stars of the big hit on PBS called Garden Fit. Mm-hmm. And it combines exercise and gardening. So we're going to be talking to Madeline Hooper and Jeff Hughes. And they're going to be with us in just a wee bit. But I wanted to tell you to start right off getting back into the gardening. And it's great weather. It's a little cool today. It'll be wonderful for what to do in your landscape. And so I'm hoping that some of the New Year goals that you would like to do in your landscape is one is conserve water. We need to protect our water supply. We're not running out of water. Okay. Well, the earth will never run out of water. It goes, you know, comes down as rainfall, evaporates back up into the air, comes back down again. What we're running out of is cheap, potable water. We need to be good stewards of it and use it only as necessary. And so we're just blessed in Florida that we have an abundance of rainfall for the year. Most states, you know, out west, they maybe get, you know, 1 inch to 6 inches of rain a year. And we get over 45 to 50 inches of rain a year, depending on our hurricanes. And so we just need to be very good stewards of it. So one of the goals that I would love for you to do is to make sure that we don't need to use the supplemental irrigation. And so get a rain gauge. Hopefully maybe you got one for Christmas and see how much rain you received in the week. So if you received a half an inch to an inch of water a week during the winter time or once every 7 to 10 days, there's no need to use the irrigation. Okay, and in the summertime, there's no need to use irrigation at all anyway. Then also, too, I want you to check your water bill for your outdoor water usage. That's going to give you an idea if you're using it wisely or you're just spending money that you don't need to spend. And that means that check your water bill. If you're using 5 to 7,000 gallons of water, hey, I'll give you 10,000 gallons of water a month. You know, that's going to be reasonable, especially for a large lot. If you've got a zero lot line, 5 to 7,000 is good. But if you're using 10, 20, 30,000 gallons of water a month, you just need to step away from the garden hose and also from the irrigation system. Shut it down. You're watering way too much. And it's just, you're causing more disease and insect issues. Also, too, if you just walk your yards on a regular basis at least once a week, and that way you can catch a small problem before it becomes a major problem. Learn what your yard looks like when it's healthy. And then if you see it growing, you can do some, you know, just really natural ways to control problems, either, you know, not too much watering or to take the insects and maybe you can just knock them into a bucket of soapy water. Or cut the branch off and then you're rid of the insects without having to use very harsh chemicals. But sometimes if you let it go too long, your only solution is to use a stronger pesticide. And that's not bad, but it's just sometimes it's unnecessary. This is also time to spot kill patches of weeds. We have our winter weeds and we have our summer weeds. And so now's the time to use a selective herbicide for your lawn type. that's going to take care of that issue. If you want to have a green yard all year round and mow, you can be planting ryegrass seed now. And that's easily done. I don't know why you want to mow, but if you do, you know, sometimes get out of the house and go mow the lawn. You know, it'll be a little bit of exercise. And so just plant that ryegrass seed. If you have the ornamental grasses in your yard, like the red fountain grass or the white fountain grass or the pampas grass, and it's turned brown, leave the seed heads for just another month. That's going to be a good food resource and nesting resource for birds and wildlife. And, you know, at the end of the month, you can cut it back. But right now, just leave them. And I'll tell you when to do that, too. Also, the trees are really bare right now. Oak leaves are being dropped. And so we see the oak trees and we can see the areas, the branches and the limbs that are dead. This is a great time to be pruning your trees because we can see them so well without all the leaves on it.
Yes.
Very easy to get to.
It was raining oak leaves the other day. Like, I went and got my truck washed, and then all of a sudden I walked out like 5 minutes later, truck was covered with oak leaves. I'm like, what? I wasn't even near an oak tree. I was like, where did this?
Well, the thing is that, you know, here in Florida, our leaves drop twice a year for certain species, and oak trees is one of them. They drop them in January, and they drop them in September and October there. So, you know, that's just the way it is. And so we don't get a large fall, but we get a lot of dropped leaves there. Also, too, if you want to, if you haven't taken down your Christmas tree or still have that live one, save it and put it on a compost pile. Let, you know, animals use it as a resource for nesting. Or you can put it down by the lake, and it helps, you know, control the waves too, very easily there. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Stay informed with the latest updates on News Radio Orlando through your smart speaker. Just use your Alexa-enabled device and ask, Alexa, play WFLF Orlando on iHeartRadio.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app, the Ben Ferguson Podcast. Ben Ferguson brings you the commentary on the news that the biased media will not cover. The Tudor Dixon Podcast. Talk to the biggest names in politics and conservative media, and most importantly, we'll get you the truth about the issues that affect you, your family, and our American way of life. The Truth with Lisa Booth. Cut through the noise and get straight to the heart of what actually matters with the political and legislative impact of the hottest issues. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Monster Jam. As big as it gets. Coming to Camping World Stadium March 2nd. Brought to you by Big 80 Tires, Great Clips, Circle K, and your local Ford dealer. You have to see it live, so don't miss it. Lock in your seats today at MonsterJam.com.
Grandpa, look what I got.
Wait till you see the bike we got for Jake. It is the coolest thing.
Hearing loss happens gradually with age, making it easy to ignore. Yet most older Americans aren't getting their hearing tested.
Dad, can you hear me?
Untreated hearing loss can keep your loved ones from enjoying what they cherish most. Don't let that happen. Speak up about hearing loss. You'll be glad you did. Brought to you by the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
You probably know that the average nursing home costs over $10,000 per month, but you probably didn't know that there are tools to protect your life savings from the cost of a nursing home. If you know someone that needs to go into a nursing home, or is already in a nursing home, please tell them that the Olson Law Group can help protect their life savings. To get your free booklet on how to protect your life savings, call the Olson Law Group in Orlando or go to our website, OlsonLawGroup.com.
Dispatch, this is Mindy, Advanced Air Home Services.
Putting off fixing electrical problems in your home can be a real hazard. Visit AdvancedAirAndHeat.com to take care of your electrical problems today. Advanced Air Home Services. License EC 1301-0897.
Wake up each day. Morning, Orlando.
Well, I think I should get something for having to put up with the alleged bubble gum that was in those Topps baseball cards that I collected.
It would make the cards smell good, but it made the gum taste like cardboard.
It was a trade-off. It was.
Yeah, my gum tastes like Hector Lopez. What's up with that?
Good morning, Orlando. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through. And we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Last November, I had the opportunity to meet our guests at the University of Florida Master Gardener State Conference. Our next guests were the keynote speakers and such a big hit with all the Master Gardeners that I wanted to have you meet them. Featured on the New York Times, Southern Living, The Gardening, The Guardian, and all just so many different other media outlets like The Cultivating Place. Garden Fit is the hit national public television series with co-hosts and executive producers Madeline Hooper and Jeff Hughes. Welcome, Madeline and Jeff. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Good morning.
New Year.
Thank you for joining me this morning. Now, your show combines two activities, exercise and gardening, but it's so much more. Describe Garden Fit to all our viewers.
Well, we created Garden Fit to showcase beautiful gardens across America and their inspirational gardeners, as well as to teach people how to take care of their bodies using better techniques and developing better habits while taking care of their gardens and anything else they found themselves doing in life.
So how did you meet Jeff and Madeline?
Well,
you want to take this?
Yeah, well, I'll just started. A dear friend of mine saw Jeff 3 times because of a gift certificate his wife gave him. And 2 years later, I was asking him about a trainer to help me with my aches and pains from gardening, and he referred me to Jeff, and Jeff changed my life.
Wow, that's
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Jeff, that's wonderful. Is it normal to have aches and pains of gardening or really any activity, Jeff?
Well, you know, it's normal to have a little ache and pain after doing anything physical, but those aches and pains really shouldn't carry over into recurring chronic aches and pains.
Okay, so at what age you recommend warming up before gardening and stretching. At what age should that start?
Birth. Early after. Honestly, no matter what your age, it's absolutely important to always warm up your body before eating it.
Okay. And so, you know, so what kind of exercises can you do at birth?
Well, you know, I guess what I'm getting at is when you know you're going to do something, let's say you're going to go prune, so your arms are up in the air, you know you're going to be reaching up and you're going to be stretching your shoulders and back. Just warm up your shoulders and your back a little bit before you start doing that. You know, warm it up and then go grab your tools and then start doing it. And your body, it just creates a lot of blood flow, synovial fluid and all that, that protects your shoulders and your joints. Your joints dry out sometimes at night, and then they just need to be literally, they call it warming up, but you're just, it's just like put a little WD-40 in there before you use it.
I need to do that because it takes me like 5 minutes to straighten up when I get out of bed in the morning. So I understand that feeling. So Madeline, what can gardeners do that they're used to doing before they start working in the garden?
Okay, well, the most important thing is to start planning what you want to accomplish. Really have a list of activities in mind. And then gather all the appropriate tools that you'll need. I always add a few more to make sure I'm very efficient. And so whether you're pruning, weeding, or planting, you have what you need when you set out.
Yeah, and then just to add on to that, like I was just saying, and now that you know what you're doing, you have a good indication of what joints and muscles should be warmed up, thereby making sure you're warming up your most important gardening tool, Teresa, your body.
I think that's a great phrase, and everyone should keep that in mind because we are the tool that, you know, works out in the garden, and we just need to take care of it. I appreciate that so much. So what are some of the common mistakes that gardeners make?
Well, there are really many, but there are three major garden mistakes, and we have garden fit fixes for each one of them.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yes.
Okay, so three. So one would be getting up and down off the ground, and we have this thing called the armchair for that. Number two would be allowing incorrect posture, like slumping or something like that, to cause injury, and we have a fix for that called a seesaw. And the third one is just repetitive movement that causes unneeded wear and tear. You know, it just doesn't need to happen.
And Jeff has developed something really fun, which we call the county fair for that. And you can see these on our social media, like Instagram and so forth. We have really wonderful instructional videos there teaching all of the fixes in beautiful gardens.
I think that's great because these videos are very useful and they're fun to watch. Now, Tony, over the Christmas holidays, I got for Christmas a beautiful greenhouse, glass greenhouse, and Tony is restoring it. And his wrists and his back, he was taking the rust off, and he worked on it for several hours with his wrist and hand, you know, brushing the rust off this greenhouse. So, Jeff, what kind of exercise could he do, or what should he have done to warm up? Because he was really uncomfortable a couple of days afterwards.
Well, you know, I think we could probably just take that last fix, the county fair, and apply it to Tony. The county fair was developed. You think of when you go to a county fair, you get on a ride, and after you get off that ride, you go to another ride, and after that, you go to another ride. And so after a while, you circle back to the other ride, and so you're giving yourself a variety of different activities you're doing while you're at the county fair. So if you take what you're doing in the garden, so for Tony, he was doing a lot of standing and stuck with his wrists.
Right.
And really standing.
Yeah.
All the rest of it.
Yeah, and then what was the other thing he was doing?
Well, he was, you know, lifting and carrying, and then, but it was mainly just sitting and just really applying pressure with his hands.
Yeah, so if you take the county fair approach, there's nothing wrong with sitting and standing, but after about 30 minutes of that, your wrist is starting to get a little worn out. So stop. Go do something else for 30 minutes so your wrist has a chance to recover from that repetitive motion, and then come back and do another 30 minutes of that. So in other words, I mentioned this on the Rennie show. If I rub my finger on your hand for like a minute or two, it would be annoying. If I kept rubbing my finger on your hand for a day, it would be sore. If I did it for a week, there would be a hole in your hand. So there's nothing wrong with rubbing my finger on your hand. It's just a matter of how long. Yeah, we need to take breaks and come back so we don't wear and tear.
And I must just add, Teresa, that for gardeners, I found this, you know, welcoming because it does exactly what Jeff is suggesting. You stop using a muscle group and you can go back to it, you know, an hour later and it's all fresh again. But so many of us, probably like your husband, wanted to finish that task. Yeah. But you really have to get into your mind that it is so much better and more efficient to break it up.
That makes so much sense. I really do appreciate that. Now, go ahead.
at Medlin had a hard time with that when you started, right?
I did.
You were fighting it. I want to do this. We'll finish this.
I would go out and want to just weed an entire bed. Now I make sure that I weed, prune, and also perhaps dig in it. And it looks so much better when I'm done anyway. So.
That's
very useful.
That's great. Now, on your show, which is wonderful, you visit farms and estates and then just very normal yards and gardens. So how do you select where you visit and who you interview?
Well, it was a wonderful job because there's so many wonderful places to visit, but we had three specific criteria. First, we wanted gardeners that really get their hands in the dirt and garden every day, because those people clearly have aches and pains that do come along with gardening, if you don't know how to be garden fit. And we wanted a diverse group of guest gardeners of all different ages. In fact, we had gardeners from age 30 to 95 and a different background. And we wanted to visit private gardens so our viewers could see a variety of garden design styles, techniques, and gardening conditions. So that would be fun.
So what are some of the places that you did visit? What are the states that you went to and saw the gardens?
Well, we actually went to 13 different states, right,
Jeff? No, only 13 different gardens.
13 different gardens.
There were three. We covered California pretty well. We did San Diego, where were we? Middle State. Where was George's place?
Oh, in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, yeah.
And then we were up north.
And then we're way up north in Kelseyville. So we did three in California, but it's kind of like going to three different states.
The coast we visited a little bit more, but we really did go to about eight or nine for sure, yeah. Different states. And, just the variety of plants that people use in these different planting conditions is exciting to see. That's fun.
I can just imagine. So now you are providing as Garden Fit, you're providing Garden Fit workshops nationwide. So tell us what people will get in these workshops.
Well, we bring to the stage exactly what you see on our Garden Fit television show, encompassing the whole season, all 13 episodes. Madeline showcases the diversified design approaches like she's just talking about and garden tips from our guest gardeners. And we both really enjoy the chance to explain and demonstrate the fitness principles that were so successful on each and every show.
As well as teaching the group fixes for the entire audience that they inevitably take home and pass forward.
That's great. So how can my listeners watch Garden Fit?
Go to our website. It's so easy there because we have links to our show streaming online. And we also have links to our social platforms. So we love everyone to follow us.
Okay, so your website is GardenFit, www.gardenfit.fit, not com, but fit. That's GardenFit.fit.
Exactly.
All right, and so do you have any New Year garden resolutions?
Yes. Well, my resolution is to get out and enjoy nature as much as possible.
I'm not the gardener, but... this might apply to your gardeners as well. I always like to pick two things to learn new for each year.
Binge watch Garden Fit.
I love that. Binge watch Garden Fit, and I'm going to do that too as well. Jeff and Madeline, the superstars of Garden Fit on your local PBS station, thank you so much for being on Better Lawns and Gardens today. I've so enjoyed getting to know you, and yes, it will be Garden Fit for me in 23. So check out. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Teresa.
All right. Bye-bye. That's gardenfit.fit, not com. It's gardenfit, one word, gardenfit.fit, F-I-T, or just Google Garden Fit, and you will find them. The show is.
Now news from the WFLA News Center.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd has announced the arrest of six suspects for a string of car break-ins. Sheriff Judd says the thieves were specifically looking for guns left in cars.
They would look for any sticker that would give the indication that this person is super conservative, liked guns, and that would be the target in their neighborhood.
Judd says the suspected gang leader is just 16 years old. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office is investigating after four second graders consumed marijuana gummies. This is the second time in 6 months that Robert H. Jenkins Elementary School had students taken to a hospital or got sick from consuming marijuana gummies. A tragic murder-suicide in Sanford yesterday. 2 5-year-old twins were apparently killed by their mother, who then committed suicide by jumping off a bridge into Lake Jessup. According to deputies, the twins suffered from some kind of disability and suggest the family were struggling financially. With Florida's News, I'm Tim Adkins.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions, not available in all areas.
Hey, small business owner, when's the last time you checked your workers' comp rate? For many small businesses, workers' comp insurance is one of their biggest costs. But some don't check their rate often. Did you know rates can vary? In fact, taking 3 minutes to check your rate with PI Insurance could save you up to 30%. Just go to trypi.com, share a few details about your business, and get a quote that's customized for you with no hassle or hidden fees. We know you're busy, but spending just a few minutes to check your rate could save you money. Plus, when you sign up for pay-as-you-go billing, your premium is based on your actual payroll, not an estimate. So your workers' comp audit experience is simplified. See how much you could save with PI Insurance. Ask your agent for PI or get a quote at trypie.com. That's TRYPIE.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product and don't know what to do next? Inventors, InventHelp can help you get started with your idea. Call 1-800-INVENTION or go to InventHelp.com to get your free inventors information. They can help you try to patent your idea and submit it to companies. Get started with your idea today at InventHelp.com. InventHelp is the leading invention service company. With offices nationwide, they've been helping inventors since 1984. Inventors receive more than 10,000 patents through their patent referral services. Don't wait to get started with your idea. For free information, contact your friends at InventHelp. Go to InventHelp.com or call 1-800-INVENTION. That's InventHelp.com or call 1-800-INVENTION. They help everyday inventors just like you. Additional services include invention websites, prototype models, technical drawings, and more. They keep your idea confidential and explain every step of their invention services. Remember, that's InventHelp.com. InventHelp.com.
The iHeartRadio app and the NFL right in your pocket. The home of the NFL Podcast Network, covering all 32 NFL teams, plus all the expert advice to win your fantasy league. And, of course, live NFL games.
Touchdown!
Download the free iHeartRadio app today. Free never sounded so good.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Now, you can relive the greatest moments from our 2023 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Streaming only on Hulu.
Lenny Kravitz kicks things off with his biggest hits.
Foo Fighters get the whole crowd singing along.
Tim McGraw debuts his new song, Live.
Public Enemy brings the 90s hip-hop energy.
Fall Out Boy covers a classic while literally on fire. And so much more.
Relive the greatest moments from our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Streaming now only on Hulu for a limited time.
As a veteran, you get a lot of advice. But wisdom's harder to come by. A lot of people imagine themselves in our shoes without understanding the weight on our shoulders. The truth is, few can understand the pressure of finding your own way after serving in the military. But few isn't none. You've got support. You can't control the chaos, but you can chart your way through it. Steady yourself. Take a breath. You're not alone. Learn more at maketheconnection.net.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a gardening question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to call in with their garden questions so I can help them too. Call me at 1-888-455-2967, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And if you missed any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com. And on the iHeartRadio app, and then also on audioboom.com, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. We're just out there. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens.
This is true.
We're everywhere. And so you can also find our Better Lawns and Gardens page on Facebook. And just like us and give us 5 stars. That would be so wonderful. So lots of great questions here. So I have, I have Regina with Port St. Joe. She is in Zone 9B within a mile of the Gulf. That's very good. Great information, Regina. She used pipe insulation to protect her plumeria. Very good. And does she need to remove it between the frost? No. Right now, with the cold weather that we're having with plumeria and with 9B, it's pretty sensitive. You can leave the insulation on right now. As long as it's getting sunlight to the top leaves, that's going to be just fine. How about tree protectors? The shade cloth, but the frost cloth, yes, you can take that off right now. Just keep mindful, watch the weather. If it's going to get down below, I would say 45 to 50 degrees for plumeria, I would put it on, okay? Only because they're just such a tropical plant, and where you are located, I think that would be the best. So Cool Daddy's tomatoes in his class garden got taken out by the cold snap. We're sorry to hear that, Cool Daddy.
Right.
But before the breaks, the kids made cuttings from the plants we could not cover, and they're growing in our classroom and getting ready for spring. Lizzie, give him my email address and tell him to send me pictures.
I will.
I'm going to meet him in the springtime just in the next few weeks.
Ooh.
And I'd love to come out there and see what he's got going when he gets it in the ground.
Oh, I'm super excited to hear about this.
Yeah, so Cool Daddy, do that. And I would love to see it. That's great. So Ira Sherman, he attached a photo of his banana tree in his front yard that got zapped. He says it's not looking so good from the cold weather. He did wrap some of his plants, but he didn't wrap his banana tree. He watered it a little bit every day as it's nice and sunny. Any suggestions on what I should do to get it to come back? He thinks it's not completely dead, but some of the leaves are brownish color. Well, you can cut the brown leaves off, not the trunk, but just the brown leaves. And just, you can cut them up and just throw them in the compost pile. But do not cut it back. It's not dead. And banana trees need to go through 2 winters before they produce fruit. So if it's been in the ground 2 years and this winter it got zapped, next winter you should have bananas. Next spring and summer it should flower for you and give you fruit next year. Banana trees, after they fruit, will always die. So this is not too bad. So just go ahead. You can cut the leaves off, but not the trunk. Leave that so that it stays dormant for a little while longer. So then Warren, he said that he has suspected nematodes, and he has Seville grass, which is in the shade. Seville is a shade tolerant St. Augustine. He has suspected nematodes, and he wants to know if he can turn over the soil several times, tilling of the soil 10 to 12 inches, allowing the soil to dry out, dehydrate, and likely kill or reduce the suspected nematodes under the St. Augustine sod. No, that's not how you do it. We do not recommend tilling sod or dirt anymore, literally. I'm telling you, the new science is that microbial system in our soil needs to stay intact, and tilling it will kill it. All right? You don't need to do that. And the other portion is it's not going to remove the nematodes. So one, you said suspected, so you don't know if you have them or not. So what I want you to do is get a soil analysis from your local extension office, and then go ahead and you're in Lake Underhill. So go ahead, and Lake Underhill is Seminole County or Orange?
I think so, yeah.
Seminole County. And go ahead and get the Seminole Extension Office to send it away for a soil analysis and a nematode test to see if that is the issue. Now, nematodes like rich organic dirt. So saying that it's kind of moist, that you're saying that it needs to dry out, I'm going to tell you, I don't think you have nematodes, okay? And so because you sounds like you've got a shaded area there, and Seville grows in shade, but not too much shade. So it may be just too shady even for the Seville, and it's just dying out. Then also you asked about growing tomatoes all year round in Southwest DeLand. Oh, okay, so that's where you are, in Southwest DeLand, is a challenge. Well, tomatoes, regular whole tomatoes, grown tomatoes, indeterminate tomatoes, do not grow year round. But we're lucky in Florida that we can grow them twice a year. So we start in, you know, planting seeds in February, March, transplants in March and April, and we grow the tomatoes through May, maybe the first part of June. Once temperatures get over 85 degrees, those tomatoes will not, produce, okay, fruit. They will not get, germinated. So we cut off growing whole tomatoes, larger tomatoes, in May and in June after the harvest. Then in the fall, starting in August again, we plant the seeds or plant transplants in August and September, and we grow our tomatoes the rest of the year, okay, through November, December. Now, if you want to grow tomatoes, as in the species tomatoes, all year round, then you can grow cherry tomatoes all year round practically. During the summertime, cherry tomatoes will produce, and they don't mind the hot temperatures. And then there's a species or a variety called Everglades tomatoes, the cherry tomatoes, and they produce all year round, and they taste just like candy. You just pop them in your mouth.
Oh, yes.
And they are great, and they grow all year round. So that's a really good question. So get it checked out before you think you have nematodes. Never till the soil. You can do the first couple of inches of turning it over, but there's no reason, if you've got good soil, rich soil, to ever have to till it. And then David, I don't know where you are, David, but you had a jatropha tree that's over 2 years old, measures about 5 feet tall, is on the east side of the house. The tree has not grown. It's actually declined because of dead branches. I've been fertilizing the tree 10 times a year. You've tried bone meal and lawn starter fertilizer. It gets watered for well water used on the lawn. Do I have any suggestions? Well, I'm going to tell you after the break. I've got a hard break coming up right now, David, so you got to hang on to see about your jatropha. And then we also have, Eileen. Happy New Year, Eileen, and Mike calling in. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
We've won over $1 billion for our clients over the years, but we don't think about that. Bill Belichick once said, "To live in the past is to die in the present." What matters is what we can do for you right now. So call us, Farrah and Farrah.
Dispatch, this is Mindy, Advanced Air Home Services.
You know, you don't have to put off fixing plumbing problems in your home anymore. I mean, you could just ignore that clogged drain or visit advancedairandheat.com to take care of your plumbing problems. Advanced Air Home Services. License CFC 1430969.
Did you know that your home will go through probate if you pass away? Probate is expensive and people want to avoid it. Hi, I'm attorney Tom Olson, host of the Olson on Law radio show. At the Olson Law Group in Orlando, we are all about helping people to avoid probate. We have free booklets on easy ways to avoid probate. To get your free easy ways to avoid probate booklet, call the Olson Law Group in Orlando or go to our website, olsonlawgroup.com.
Trump recognizes something here, which is this whole thing is now just a political question, right? It's the prosecution, the 2024 election. The people will be the ultimate referendum on all this one way or the other. So the usual standards of a defendant, because he is now a defendant, a defendant, keeping a low profile, not speaking to the press, all of that is out the window.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, noon to 3 p.m.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through. And we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Elsewhere with Alan Spector.
Stone Man Willie has been on display at a funeral home in Reading, Pennsylvania since 1895, died of kidney failure at the local jail, and was accidentally mummified by a mortician experimenting with new embalming technique. The old accidental mummification. How often has it happened to any of us? If I had a dollar for it, never mind. With Alan Spector.
Weekday mornings at 7:30 and 8:30 during Good Morning Orlando. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you're having a tough time or thinking about suicide, you're not alone. And there's hope. VA's Veterans Crisis Line is full of responders who listen and help. Many are veterans or have veteran family members and friends, so they're prepared to address your challenges. After calling, you'll be connected to the next available Crisis Line responder. That person may ask, "Are you thinking of suicide?" or "What plan can we put in place to keep you safe today?" If you choose, the responder will share your name and personal information with your local VA Suicide Prevention Coordinator, will connect you to local VA assistance and resources. Don't wait. Dial 988, then press 1.
Stay informed with the latest updates on News Radio Orlando through your smart speaker.
That's smart.
Just use your Alexa-enabled device and ask, "Alexa, play WFLF Orlando on iHeartRadio."
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. And I just want to say Happy New Year to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well,
happy New Year.
You haven't recovered from New Year's yet, have you?
No, I was up really late. This town, I'll tell you what, they shoot fireworks and then they shoot guns. So
as they should. As they should.
There you
and
go.
And they do, let me tell you. And then the night afterwards, they shot them. They shot them all week. Anyway.
So what can I help you with in the new year?
Oh, let me see. I have a holly tree. Mm-hmm. What do you think about holly trees?
I like them. I think they're wonderful. I think they look great when they have the berries on them. It just depends on. I like the Savannah and the East Palatka holly.
Okay, how can I tell the difference?
Send me a picture.
Okay. Well,
and how would you do that? Because you can't text it. So,
okay.
What's your email?
So my email is Teresa teresa.watkins,
right.
At live.com.
Right, I've got that in my memory. Anyway, I cut it back because it had all these spores on them. You know, the spores that you pick off the tree.
Yes.
So I cut it back. Bob needs to cut it back a little bit more because my loppers would not go through it.
Okay.
You know, it has the red berries, the prickly leaves on it, but the birds go in there and they get the red berries and they eat them.
Yes, they're a very good resource.
Yes, and you know I'm all about the birds.
Yes,
with
you
my
are.
Bird feeders.
Uh-huh, except roosters.
You know, I've got 3 in the front yard and I've got cardinals like you wouldn't believe. And I've got these little birds.
Mm-hmm. The titmouses and the wrens. Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, they're all over the place. And I have to refill my bird feeders every other day.
So what is the problem with the holly then? Because it seems like it's doing what it's supposed to do.
I'm sorry?
It seems like it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Well, my neighbor came over and he said, is that a holly tree? I said, yes. He said, I hate those. I said, why? And he said, because they've got all those prickly leaves on them. I said, listen, you come over here, you tell me you hate my crepe myrtles.
Uh-huh.
You hate my holly tree.
So, but I, said, but I need to know, Eileen, hon, I need to know what you want. What's the problem with the holly tree? Is there any problem with it?
No. I just wanted your opinion.
I love them.
Thank you.
You're a treasure, Holly. Thank you, Eileen.
Right,
thank
Eileen,
you so
you're
much.
The best.
Bye. Let's go to Michael real quick in Melbourne. Good morning, Michael. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. I have an happy New Year to you.
Happy
you
New Year.
First to everybody, but to you all, thank you very much. I have assorted mango and avocados. Mm-hmm. I have about 8 or 9 trees, and it's not commercial. I just do it, you know, for the neighbors.
Right.
Anyway, my trees have the leaves on almost all the trees have brown halfway up, starting at the bottom tip of the leaf, mm-hmm. up halfway to the stem. And I fertilize them 4 times a year. I water them, and I've never had this before, and I don't know what's going on.
Did it just start doing it?
It's been doing it for about 4 months or so, and I thought it would be over with. It was, you know, in the summer that I noticed it, and I thought it would, you know, summertime and
you noticed
rain
it in the summer. Okay, because we had that cold snap in October, and
no, it
wasn't that, so it's not cold. You know, when we have brown tips on the end of leaves, it's one of 2 things usually. Usually it's not enough water or it's too much fertilizer. Okay? And so how much fertilizer are you putting down? And are you using quick-release fertilizer or slow-release fertilizer?
I do exactly what you tell me. And my wife says, boy, you're doing exactly what somebody tells you. But no, I'm using slow release.
You're using slow release and
yeah.
you're following
and
the recommendation.
I do it quarterly.
Uh-huh.
Do it quarterly. And I use about 80 pounds overall. For I know that sounds like a lot, but for, 10 trees, it's not bad. So.
Oh, well, yeah, but it does sound bad.
That's, oh, it does?
It does. I mean, so what are the calipers, what are the heights of your trees?
Oh, some of them are maybe 20 feet,
okay.
18 feet,
all right.
And then from 12 feet. And then I got a couple seedlings that are 3 feet. But
don't put that much on them yet. Okay.
No, not at all.
I want you to measure the caliper of the trees. Okay, you know what the caliper
diameter.
Is? Yes.
Diameter, yeah.
Yes, you're going to come up about, I would say, 2 feet, 3 feet up off the ground, and you're going to measure that the diameter, and I want you to put down 1 pound per inch.
1 pound per inch.
Okay. Now, or follow the label instructions. Send me the label instructions, and I'd also like to see the trees, too, as well, to make sure that it is a fertilizer burn. But I definitely think you could be, if you're not over-fertilizing, it may not be getting enough water. So what
must be water.
Okay. So if I want you to water the heck out of the trees 2 to 3 days before you fertilize so that they're hydrated, okay? And that hydration, they'll be able to handle the salt intake. Okay.
Y'all are wonderful. Take another call, and thank you. Or you could stay an extra hour.
No, thank you so much, Michael. I can appreciate it. Water them well before you fertilize it, and that should do the trick. All right? Thank you so much. John, dirty word of the day. Yes, let's hear John Denver real quick. We had to start the year off right.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is dormancy. That's dormancy, a state of reduced activity that enables plants to survive conditions of cold, drought, or other stress. This is the restive or non-vegetative term applied to buds also as part or other parts of a plant in winter. dormant foliage discolors, turning yellow and brown, and eventually drops, as in the oak leaf hydrangea and the crepe myrtle. A dormant sycamore leaves often remain on trees for weeks or months. Under drought conditions, leaves may turn brown or yellow and drop sooner. No control is necessary, as foliage discoloration and drop is part of the natural, normal dormancy process. Dormancy can also be defined as a temporary inability of a viable seed to germinate under favorable environmental conditions. This is a perfect time. We are seeing dormant plants everywhere. There's no need to freak out about it or stress out. Don't cut it back. We're going to get a couple more freezes before the March 15th, and they'll be just fine. Just hang in there. So that is the dirty word of the day, dormancy. Let's go to our text messages. John in Kissimmee, he says, my yard long beans fizzled out 1 month ago, but they always get bugs that cover the beans and stems. What kind of bugs are these, and what can I do about this problem for this year? I don't know what kind they are because I don't see them.
This is true.
So if you can describe them to me or send me an email with a picture, that will be great, and I'll be able to tell you what to do. But the key secret to growing beans and not getting a pest problem is to start them early in the springtime, get them growing before the summer heat and the stress happens, and they will be just fine. Tallahassee, do we need to cut back the frost zap vines on our climbing jasmine? Not right now. Don't do anything until we're through with winter, about the first part of or the end of February. I want to thank Dana Venrick, owner of the best native tree nursery in Central Florida, Quality Green Specialist, and to Jeff Hughes and Madeline Hooper, the stars of the hit PBS show Garden Fit, for helping us garden with healthier and pain-free bodies. Lizzie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We just have the greatest audience.
We do, and I want to thank our listeners. You guys did an amazing job, as always.
There you go. So Happy New Year, everyone, from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray. You can see their products on SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. And then also, too, if you texted me and I did not get it today because we've got so many, mm-hmm. and you're all waking up right now, and you can hear the show, a recording of it, you can go to audioboom.com, iHeartRadio.com, and also betterlawns.com, and you can hear the show, download it there. But I'll get to your text messages and garden questions next week. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain.